Dawson is on the phone with us for a second date update today, and his email said that he met the girl he wants to call while playing a game at a house party. Hey, Dawson.
Cool.
What game were you guys playing?
We were playing the Famous People card game.
What's that?
Is that where you guys hold up a picture of me and then you try to guess what I'm doing that evening? That's a fun game.
Oh, man.
It was Famous People card game.
Yeah, thank you.
Exactly. Again,
thank you. Yeah.
That's the one where you hold up a picture of me, I know. Cool, man. What's the Famous People card game? I don't know what that is.
So, like, okay, so I'm sitting across from you, for instance, and I hold up a picture on my forehead, and I can't see it, obviously, of a famous person, you know, actor, somebody famous, and then, you know, you would have to kind of act out and get me to guess who it is without, you know, saying who it is.
So if you're sitting across from me, I'd be like, it's me.
Let's move on past that piece.
Okay, I think we understand the game now. So how did you guys end up playing the game together at the party?
Yeah, I went to this house party with a bunch of my friends and stuff. We get there, we're hanging out, and then, not to sound cheesy, but across the room, I notice this girl, and she's got really, you know, really nice brown hair, and she has this really nice approachable mouth. So
did you say approachable mouth?
Yeah, yeah, like, nice approachable mouth.
Does that mean a smile? What does that mean?
Yeah, she has a really nice smile. Nice approachable mouth, you know.
Oh.
All right. I mean, I describe it differently.
Yeah. I've never heard it described that way. Did you tell her that she has an approachable mouth? Uh-oh. That could be why you're not getting a call back.
Yeah. No, I don't know. It doesn't seem weird to me. I mean, I've heard other... Whatever. Okay. That's cool.
Okay.
So wait, did you like position yourself all night so that when you guys started playing this card game, you could be next to each other or on teams or something?
Exactly. You know, we're basically playing teams because there's a lot of people.
Okay.
So pair up. And I put the card on my head. And I mean, first thing she says is, I've got a card for everyone. And I mean, right there, I know who it is.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's Oprah.
Yeah.
But I don't want to give it up that quick. I want to keep engaging and stuff. So I just keep asking questions and stuff like, I don't know, is this person on TV a lot? You know, just whatever, just so we can kind of keep, even though it's just talking about the game, you know what I mean? Just kind of back and forth.
Yeah, but she's like, hey, idiot, it's Oprah. How did you not get that? You're stupid. I don't want to go out with you.
Right. I would think you were dumb if you were doing that.
No, because you got to think about the situation. You're at a party and stuff, so obviously you can't take it too seriously.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it obviously worked for you. You got her number at least to the point where you're on the phone with us now wondering why she's not calling you back.
So what happened after you guys played the game?
So we go outside, and we're kind of lounging on some pool chairs and stuff. And, you know, it felt right, so I went in for a kiss.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
Well, and she kissed back.
Woo!
Hey! There you go.
And it would have been great, except for some drunk dude that comes walking out announcing, you know, beer pong in a couple minutes, everybody inside.
Oh, man. Yeah, buzzkill.
So he ruined your makeout session.
Yeah, it kills the mood, totally.
So wait, what did she say? Oh, sweet, I got to get out of here. I got to go play beer pong.
It wasn't like that. It was just, it really was just kind of like, you know, that big roadblock just thrown down.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
So did you guys go in and play beer pong together?
Yeah, we went in and we did that some. But then, you know, throughout the night, my friend started tugging on me again to hang out and whatever. So we did end up at the end of the night exchanging phone numbers.
Oh, that's good.
So that's awesome.
Yeah.
But now it's been like a week and a half. And I mean, this is why I'm calling you guys. I can't get any real response about legitimately setting up a date. Like, I'm the one that's always sending out the text and just getting, let me look at my calendar or we can try and get around to it. You know what I mean?
Get around to it.
So I'm kind of at a loss. So I figured, well, you know, I'll give you guys a call.
And do you think it's because she's busy or do you think it's because she's not interested?
I don't know if there's another guy in the picture. Like maybe she just went to this house party and if there is another guy, he couldn't go or something. And then there's a little connection there and enough for her to swap phone numbers. And maybe now she's thinking like,
She's like, oh yeah, my husband could get angry if he found out I made out with this guy at a house party. There's nothing other than that you can think of that would give you a reason why she wouldn't want to go out with you?
No. Well, my end, you know, everything seemed to go great at the house party. And then the first day or so after, there was a lot of flirting going back and forth with the text messaging and stuff. And then it just kind of petered off.
Oh, weird.
That's not good. Petering is bad.
Yeah. I don't know, it can be good. I've petered a few times, and it was amazing. But okay. Sometimes I've petered, and it's been terrible. Yeah. So
it's definitely bad petering.
Yeah. We'll play a song, and then we'll come back, and we'll get your second date update, all right?
Thank you very much.
Okay, hang on.